Welcome along to A Day in the Life Of, our new series here at Manx Radio, in which we'll be speaking to Isle of Man residents who have, shall we say, unconventional jobs, and we'll be taking a closer look at what their work entails. I'm Siobhan Fletcher, and welcome along to the next half an hour or so, when we'll be going on an adventure with the Manx Wildlife Trust. Now, today, we are meeting Hannah Phillips. Now, she's a community ranger with the Manx Wildlife Trust, and I'm going to find out what she gets up to in a day. I want to know, what is a community ranger? What does their day look like? And how did she get into the job? Because it's one of them where probably she has to explain it to many people she meets, and I'm going to be the latest person asking her what she does. But I'm up north today. I'm in Ramsey. I'm at the Milltown Estate, and this is where we're going to start off our adventure with Hannah, because she does a lot of community projects largely in her mornings and then spends her afternoon doing paperwork sometimes. And sometimes she's got a jam-packed day, so we're going to see what she's getting up to today. But we are starting out at Milltown because the Milltown Gardening Club is meeting, as they do every Wednesday. So I want to meet them as well and find out what gets them involved, why they volunteer, and why they think it's so important. To set the scene for you, it's October. It's early October in 2025. It's a nice, bright, sunny day. Couldn't have probably picked a better day for a bit of gardening. And it's not too cold. There's a little bit of a breeze in the air, as you can probably hear around me. But it's a sunny, sort of crisp, autumnal day. And what a beautiful day to meet up with Hannah Phillips, community ranger with the Manx Wildlife Trust. Let's find out what a day in the life looks like for Hannah.
Hi there, my name's Hannah Phillips and I am the community ranger for Manx Wildlife Trust, which is a role that's supported by Lloyds Bank International. And I'm at Milltown every Wednesday morning supporting the Milltown Gardening Club.
So tell me then, I guess first of all, we'll get into the gardening club, but what's your role involved then on a day to day?
So yeah, the role of community ranger, I mean, when I say it to people, they kind of always give me a bit of an odd look, because I mean, who knows what community ranger is? But basically it's a role that supports individuals and groups with their own wildlife or environmental projects. So it can be a range of things. It can be helping people to establish community gardens. It can be working with churches. It can be working with businesses who have some outside space. Basically, any project that's sort of independent from Manx Wildlife Trust, I'm there to support in whatever way I can.
So you probably get to see more of the island than most people. Are you just out and about most days?
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I do spend quite a lot of time at the office. People ask me that a lot, and I think it does work out as about 50-50. I go out and I help groups and I have meetings and drink a lot of cups of tea, which is lovely. But then also there's kind of a lot of sort of paperwork behind the scenes. You know, if I'm helping people with grant applications or risk assessments or buying tools, then there is sort of a lot of desk bits that go alongside it as well.
And I suppose then no 2 days are probably the same. You sound like you get up to quite a lot, but what's a kind of typical day in the life look like for you?
So Milltown Gardening Club, where we are this morning, that's my most regular thing, being every sort of Wednesday morning. Another group that I support in Onchan, called the Onchan Wetlands Community Group, they meet 2 weekends a month, so that's always quite regular, but they can be different weekends depending on the month. A normal day, I would say, I mean, to be honest, it's so varied. It could be, you know, different depending on the day, depending on the season. In summer, we have a lot of events and a lot of sort of more engagement focused work, while in the winter we do a lot more sort of like hands-on sort of habitat work, because that's when you're planting trees or you're not disturbing wildflowers or the birds. But in general, I would say that maybe my day is sort of, you know, 50% out meeting people, meeting groups, and then 50% back in the office in Peel. But yeah, it's completely different each day, to be honest.
Where are you from originally, and like how did you get into this role?
So I'm originally from Bristol. I moved to the island in May 2022. I got into my role in quite an unusual way, I suppose. So over COVID, I had quite a big career change. So before COVID, I actually worked as a stage manager in the theatre. So I used to help sort of regional productions and go on tours. And yeah, it was just always on the move and sort of working away from home. And then when COVID happened, the show that I was working on in London obviously got shut down. So I moved back in with my parents in Bristol, and then basically had a good old think and realised that actually I wanted a change of career. I then went back to university, got a qualification in ecology, and then started looking for new jobs. And then, yeah, saw one on the Isle of Man and thought, I've always wanted to live by the sea, really fancy something different. And then, yeah, and then here we are. And then that was sort of 3.5 years ago or so.
And what do you kind of make of island life then? I'm a fellow come over. So do you love it, or do you miss Bristol sometimes?
I mean, I love it. I moved over here with my partner, and I mean, like I said, we always sort of had a dream of living by the sea. You know, when we were in Bristol, we used to go down to Devon quite a lot, and you know, it's just such a nice way of life. And I'm lucky because I've still got friends and family in Bristol that if I want that sort of little bit of a break and a bit of city life, then you know, there's lots of reasons to go back and see them. But I mean, I just love it. And working in community engagement, I mean, you couldn't ask for somewhere with such a strong community. I mean, it's really lovely. And I think being lucky enough to sort of move here from somewhere else, you that shines through to you. Like, you do really notice the difference, which is so nice.
So tell me a little bit about the gardening club then. So you meet every week here at Milltown, and it goes year round then. It doesn't take a break really over the winter time. So what do you get up to? And I suppose what are all the different projects people are working on today?
So we go all year round, rain or shine. I remember the first time we had a really rainy day, and I put in the WhatsApp group being like, oh, maybe we won't meet today, you know, thinking maybe I could have a morning off. And they were like, no, we need to meet. So when we just met, and I think basically if it's a really rainy day, Joe, who's sort of our chief volunteer, he writes us a quiz, and we just sit, you know, sit inside and drink tea and do quizzes on plants and things, which is really nice. But yeah, we don't ever take a week off apart from sort of TT. And so the jobs, you know, they range depending on the season. We're based in the vegetable patch, so we're growing vegetables and fruit. That's our main role, and we supply that to the Milltown Cafe. So just kind of all the jobs that go alongside doing that, whether that's sort of raising things in the polytunnel and then planting them out, or harvesting, lots of weeding, so much weeding. But
we love weeding.
Yeah, no, we do. I mean, you try and get on top of it. I mean, it's when we go away for TT and then you have a week away from the garden, you come back, and just a week away, you just see what difference is made with the weeds. But it's worth saying, actually, me talking about weeds, you know, although a lot of what we do is growing vegetables and fruit, we're trying to do it in sort of the method of permaculture. So we're doing it in a wildlife and environmentally friendly way. And we've actually made, well, we've tried to make the vegetable patch, as well as somewhere to grow produce, also like a wildlife friendly garden. So we've installed water features, we've put up bird boxes, we have, you know, wildflower areas where we then, you know, can collect the seeds and sort of pass them on to people. You know, we have like a compost bin and some messy areas for sort of invertebrates and things. So although we're using this area to grow food, it is also a wildlife friendly space. And, you know, and we also like avoid chemicals and pesticides and all that sort of thing as well.
What if people want to come in and get involved as well? Should we give it a little plug? How do you come and get involved in the gardening club?
Yeah, everyone is completely welcome. So this the club was set up as a collaboration between Manx Wildlife Trust and Milltown. However, now it is basically community led. I mean, I joke, I just turn up each week with the first aid kit and sort of like try and be helpful, because everyone here, well, I say everyone here knows so much more about gardening. Actually, we have like a massive variety of sort of people experience with gardening. But yeah, I mean, it's completely community led. I mean, I've turned up today, and actually Joe, our chief volunteer, isn't here. And so, I mean, I'm just standing here chatting to you, and everyone else is just cracking on, because they know so much more of what to do than I do.
No, I'm just distracting you. That's all. She's going to get stuck in again in a second. So I guess, should we have a little wander around then and see what people are getting up to?
Perfect. Good.
I'm Claire Collister.
And you just said you're an OG member of this club.
I am. Been here from the start.
So how long has that, have you been coming then?
2.5 years, is it now, Harry? Something like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's fab. It's lovely. It's such a nice way to spend a morning.
And what are you getting up to today? And I suppose my other question would be, what's your favourite thing to do? Because I'm going to guess it might not be this.
We do quite a lot of weeding. The weeds grow really well here. So today I'm just hoeing off the tops of them and trying to keep them at bay a little bit. But we do all sorts of things. We built a pond, we did some individual beds where we could grow whatever we wanted, as well as, you know, planting seeds. We planted a load of tree seeds, all kinds of things. So there's something for everybody, really. And any ability, you don't have to know anything about gardening.
Yeah.
Just come along and get stuck in.
And do you find it quite rewarding then to see the things that you've built and the things you've sort of planted grow?
It's lovely, and loads of produce as well, which, you know, we do get to take some of it home with us, which is rather nice. So lots of fresh veg and fruit and things, herbs. It's great.
And Hannah was saying that some of the veg grown here goes into the Milltown Cafe as well. Is that quite nice to know that, like, people who are visiting are getting sort of the spoils of all your labour?
Definitely. Yeah, they've had loads of tomatoes from us. The apples, we've got an amazing amount of apples this year, so they're using those in the cafe just for people to help themselves as they come and go. Yeah, no, it's nice because it's fresh, it's organic, you know, it's great. Can't get any better.
Amazing. I'm not going to distract you anymore because I feel like the weeds might win. So I'm going to let you.
Will,
I'm going to get out of the way.
So we're just going to walk up to the polytunnels now. And actually, another area that Milltown and Manx Wildlife Trust are collaborating on is that Milltown have allowed us to build a tree nursery here. So a big project for Manx Wildlife Trust is restoring temperate rainforest, mm-hmm. which would have been a habitat widely found on the Isle of Man back in the day. And obviously that means a lot of tree planting if you're, you know, establishing temperate rainforest. So Milltown have allowed us to build a tree nursery here to help grow those native Manx trees from Manx seeds, which we can then go and plant around the island.
Amazing.
This is one of the polytunnels for the tree nursery. So these are the seeds that have been planted this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then this tunnel over here. This tunnel over here is some of the trees that have been planted in previous years, and then also some of the seeds that have been planted this year. So actually, one of the jobs that the Milltown Gardening Club helped with in the last couple of years is looking after and planting the seeds for these trees. We're really lucky that our sort of woodland team at Manx Wildlife Trust has grown in the last couple of years, but when this project first started, it was basically one member of staff and sort of whoever could give him a hand, and because the Milltown Gardening Club are up here every week, we did help quite a lot. So we planted sort of over 1,000 acorns as well as lots of other things, and then also during the summer the group came up on the days and watered all of the trees, because there were some periods where it was very, very dry. So now that the woodland team has sort of grown, we've sort of stepped back a little bit, although we do kind of help with the watering still. But it's really nice because actually looking at these trees that are now a couple of years old, these are probably the ones that we planted. Mm-hmm. And they'll be ready to leave the nursery, I think, this planting season, and then go and get planted around the island. So, yeah, it's quite nice.
Yeah, like hands-on in a big project, which is going to be really important, really, for the island going forward.
Yeah, I mean, we became very emotionally invested in all these acorns we planted, honestly. So we basically, this was when we were sort of still learning what we were doing and, I don't know, finding a way. And we basically planted over 1,000 acorns. We were so proud of ourselves. It took all morning. It was a massive team effort. And then we left them on the floor of the polytunnel and went away for the week. And then we came back the next week and basically something had eaten loads of them. But it wasn't even that it had eaten them. So basically, like, we came and there was a massive mess. Something had dug out all the compost and, you know, moved everything around. But it was just like they hadn't even eaten the acorns. They'd taken a bite out of it and then just chucked it on the floor. But then done that for like
all of them,
but we think it was some sort of rodent. But yeah, we planted them, and actually we were really pleased with how many ended up still growing, even though they'd had a bite of them taken
out.
But yeah, so it's really nice to sort of see them now have reached the age where they can go and get planted out in the wild, because it was a bit of a roller coaster ride.
You've grown all these little children and then you've come back to a massacre.
It was right at the end of the session as well. It was really fun. I just was like, I'm just gonna go and check and see, you know. I don't know what I was expecting. They obviously wouldn't have grown yet, and then just walked in and was like, and just sort of gathered everyone for a quick, you know, quick tidy
like a horror film.
Yeah.
Oh well, no, they look brilliant. Like, kind of describing it for anyone just listening, they're a good couple feet off the ground, really, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So those, yeah, these are the ones that are going going to go out this year, and there's a whole range. So like I said, there's oak in there, there'll be hazel, there'll be types of willow, there's lots of birch. Birch is brilliant for wildlife. And you know, we're trying as much as possible to plant these from Manx seeds. So like the woodland team at this time of year are out collecting seeds. I mean, I love my job, but their job is just walking around at the moment collecting seeds. So I mean, that's really fun. And it's great because, you know, we have a Manx oak, which is different to the other species, and you know, and that's something that we want to sort of grow more of and make more abundant. So yeah, it would be exciting to see how it goes.
Brilliant. And so some of the team are in this one next to us now. Yes. So we should go and see what they're up to. Perfect. Well, do you want to introduce yourself for me?
Hello, my name's Laura Brown. I'm living in Ramsey at the moment. I'm in my 50s, and at the moment the OT have introduced me to doing gardening at Milntown here in Ramsey. I come every Wednesday, that's when gardening club is, and I have a lot of fun here. At the moment I'm doing some potting, which sounds very monotonous, but it's brilliant. It's actually brilliant. You can put your hands in the soil and you really feel the soil between your fingers, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful morning spent here. And you would have thought the best thing about it would be the tea and coffee and the cake break at 11:30, but it's not actually. It's just being around other people who enjoy the same things, who enjoy seeing things grow. I've always said the three things that I enjoy doing every day is accomplishing something, contributing something, and making people smile. And I think I accomplish that every day.
So do you do this sort of thing every week, or is it a bit different every time you come?
I have been doing the same thing every week, which I haven't got a problem with. But what's different is the seeds and the saplings that I am putting in the pots change every week. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning about different plants, different flowers. I've been able to taste the tomatoes, yummy, very sweet. I've also been able to take some of the flowers home, not many, but just a few, but don't tell anyone. And I'm being really welcomed by the staff here. They couldn't do enough for me. They know that I'm coming every week. So I'm welcomed by the volunteers here, and there's some lovely volunteers. We all have a laugh.
So you're looking forward to keep coming along then?
Oh, I am, yeah. I mean, the OT staff have been brilliant at Nobles, and it's not just the gardening they've introduced me to. They've introduced me to other areas that I might find useful, and these other options that they've given me, they've really allowed me to become part of the community. And they won't just throw you in at the beginning, they'll actually accompany you, which is what Emma is doing with me every week. Emma is a superb support worker, and no question is a silly question.
You're listening to the first in a new series called A Day in the Life Of, and we're out and about with Hannah Phillips, Community Ranger for the Manx Wildlife Trust.
So I'm back with Hannah. We've jumped across the island now. We're in Onchan. Can you tell me where we are and what we're doing now this afternoon?
Yep, so we are at the MWT Onchan Community Wetlands Reserve. So it's a sort of a 5-acre site in the heart of Onchan. It's the wetlands, as it as it says on the tin. And although it is owned by Manx Wildlife Trust, it has been managed by a local community group for the last couple of years with my support. And they meet twice a month on weekends, and they help look after the reserve. And they're brilliant, and we're very, very grateful.
And today there's lots of digging going on. There's lots of things being ripped up. Tell me, kind of, for the listener, what is going on?
So today on this afternoon, I'm down here with a corporate volunteer party from Leonard Curtis, who've very kindly given up their afternoon. And we are replacing the wooden boardwalk with a new aggregate path. So the wooden boardwalk at Onchan Wetlands has been in place since the 80s. And with it being a wetlands and just time, it started disintegrating a little bit and basically just needs replacing. So instead of replacing it with a wooden boardwalk, we're replacing it with an aggregate path, and that's what we've been doing with the local community group on the weekends, and then also with some really, really great corporate volunteers as well.
And so why aggregate? Why not replace it with more wood? It might be sort of obvious, but why?
No, not obvious at all. So there were sort of a number of different reasons. Originally, I thought that we were going to replace it with wood, and the calculations and like adding up how much it would cost and having to like cut the board to size and everything, it was just such a huge amount of work. And I mean, I'm supporting the volunteers doing this, and you know, my background isn't in building boardwalks, and actually I'm really lucky because a number of the volunteers are brilliant and do have a lot of experience. And actually it was one of them who suggested, you know, instead of doing it with wood again, why not do it with aggregate? Because one, it's cheaper, it's easier for us to do, and three, it should actually last longer, because it's, you know, it's not wood, it's not going to disintegrate, it's stone, so hopefully it, you know, it should last longer, and we can just top it up if it starts to, I don't know, break down or anything.
Do you know kind of in general what the lifetime of it's going to be, or is it just wear and tear? It depends how much people are walking on it and what happens.
I can't give you an exact date, but there are areas of the reserve which have the aggregate already. So I would say about sort of 70% of it is wooden boardwalk, but then there are small sections where it's aggregate. And I assume that those were done at similar times, one portion of it anyway. And yeah, and it's still sort of pretty good. And the good thing with this is you can top it up. What we're doing is we're adding edging boards and then laying a membrane, and then we're adding aggregate on top of the membrane. So if for some reason it, you know, it shouldn't wash away, hopefully, because we've got edging boards. But if anything happens to it, we can just top it up again.
And so we sort of chatted when we were back at Milntown about the various projects you kind of get up to in a day. So do you see lots of different corporates taking up opportunities like this? And, you know, obviously you work with all the various community groups as well. So what's it like marrying up the community projects with the corporates coming in as well to sort of support it?
It's a really good question. So these last few sessions, it's been brilliant because Anne-Marie, who comes along on the weekend, has actually been able to join us, and she's phenomenal. She has, you know, loads of experience, and she's brilliant. And it's been great having her here because it, not only is she fantastic and, you know, she's got loads of experience, but also it's nice that when the community group then come back on the weekend, you know, there has been that link, and it's not a total surprise. I mean, they know exactly what the corporate volunteers are doing because we're doing the same task again and again and again until it's done. But it's still really nice that, you know, we have someone from the community group who's able to come along and to help and sort of, you know, and still be involved. But the corporates have been brilliant because, I mean, we meet with the community group twice. Here comes the wheelbarrow.
Another way.
We meet twice a month, so 3 hours on weekend morning, so 6 hours a month. And I mean, I think it takes us approximately like 3 hours to do one section. So if we were only doing two sections a month, we'd be here for months. So it's been brilliant having corporates come and help. They've been fantastic. And, you know, an afternoon, a full day, it's great because it just really helps us get the work done. So yeah, very grateful.
And so we're talking about kind of corporates coming along and supporting and marrying in with that community feel as well. I mean, you've got them offering their time today and slinging mud around. But do you get support in any other ways from sort of other areas of island life, be it corporates or whoever else?
Yeah, I mean, we've been so lucky because the reserve's actually sponsored by Utmost International, and their sort of donation and their sponsorship and their support has been like transformational in the work that we've been able to do. Thanks to them, we now have a community tool shed on site. I mean, our own tools, which is fantastic. Their money was also what has allowed us to replace the wooden boardwalk. That's, you know, where their donation has gone to. So yeah, the work that Utmost has done here is absolutely amazing. And then secondly, oh, here comes Wilbur again. And then secondly, of course, with my role being supported by Lloyds Bank International, my job and me being here wouldn't be possible without corporate support from Lloyds. So yeah, it's brilliant having corporates involved, and it allows people to, you know, come and volunteer who might be too busy on weekends or not be able to normally volunteer with us during weekdays. So yeah, great to have corporate volunteers and all their other support.
And then that backs up the idea that we were talking as well about the various Manx Wildlife Trust like reserves all around the island, and this one's kind of weird because it's right in the middle of a housing estate, so kind of having that support from outside to support community spaces as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our nature reserves around the island are incredible, and they're really special places for wildlife and people, but a lot of them are inaccessible unless you have a car, and you know, you have to make a like a purposeful trip to go and see them. You know, we should have wildlife all around us. Like, it's proven that it's good for our physical health, our mental health. This sort of project is great for like community collaboration and, you know, bringing people together and growing attachment to your local area. So yeah, I think just any way that we can have more nature where we live is, I mean, it's only going to be a good thing.
And so I suppose for you, like overseeing this and sort of coming along to all the various meetings as well, I don't know, is it a task that's getting like monotonous, or do you enjoy the reward of kind of seeing it, you know, it's slowly spreading out in different areas of the Welland?
It is satisfying, and it's not too monotonous because every section throws up its own challenges. You know, this site is very wild, it's very quirky, it's a life of its own. And so when you think that you're going to do quite an easy section that's sort of straight and that you think is going to be considerably dry, or it's then not actually dry. You've just found a massive pool of water where you were going to work, or there's a huge tree root, or, you know, lots of other things. And so there's definitely always challenges, and there hasn't really been a section that's just been completely straight forward. There's always been something under the surface of the old boardwalk that makes it a bit of a challenge, but it is really satisfying. And we're actually, you know, we're over halfway through. The boardwalk is, you know, it's a circular shape, and we've sort of done one half of the circle, and now we're getting to the point where we're sort of going around the other side, and starting to meet up with the other end, and sort of the end is kind of starting to get in sight, which is really nice because we've been working on it since September, and it's hard work, you know, because we're sort of having to shovel aggregate and push it in wheelbarrows to where we need it, and it's, you know, it is pretty physical, and that's why it's been so great to have people's help. Couldn't do it on our own for sure.
Yeah, moving all the wood as well, like even that alone, watching you, I mean, full disclosure, I've not helped at all today. I've just stood and watched and took some pictures. But kind of, yeah, watching it all be lifted out, it is really physical, isn't it? I suppose after this then, what's the next project in your line of sight then, I suppose?
So there's loads of things we'd like to do at the Wetlands. It's definitely a work in progress. When we first started a couple of years ago, you know, it is owned by Manx Wildlife Trust, but it hadn't had a very large amount of management for quite a long time. And because of that, the site had sort of become overrun with some invasive plant species. So the first couple of years, we basically just tried to get rid of as many of these invasive plant species as we could, try and, you know, help the sort of the wildlife come back. And then now we've sort of been getting onto the practical tasks. We'd love to do some work on the pond. The pond used to be so much larger than it is. There's reports of when the reserve first opened, David Bellamy, the ecologist, came, and there was a boat, and there were kids going around in the pond in the boat. And now you look at it and it's so silted up, and it's barely a puddle, let alone a pond. So I know at one of our other reserves, Ballacurry, they've recently dug out the pond with like a mini digger and stuff. And I need to go and find out more about that and work out if we could do it, because it would be nice to have more than just a puddle again. Also, you know, our fence is really wobbly and needs replacing, and the gate needs replacing with something that's wheelchair friendly, and, you know, and then those invasive plants are always trying to come back. So there's always so much to do. And, you know, we do, like I said, it's 6 hours a month that we're just trying to plug our way through. Oh, and then there's a storm and a tree comes down, and then like you have to forget what you were going to do, and then you have to, you know, get rid of the tree that's come down. So yeah, there's always lots to do. And you know, it's so brilliant having this group of local people who come down on a weekend, and they're so lovely, and we have a great time, and, you know, it's a really sociable group, so, and they work really hard, so yeah, very, very grateful to them.
So I suppose, and I mean, my last question, because I'll let you go and get sort of stuck in again, but if you kind of skip back, yeah, quite literally stuck in the mud, yeah, I've been watching people sink in it. I suppose when we first chatted, you sort of said about how you'd come from a completely different career pre-COVID, and, you know, you were working in like theatres and stuff, and now you're kind of stuck in the mud, literally. I mean, it's a very different sort of day in the life, I suppose, than what you were used to doing. Are you still enjoying it, still like loving having a different thing to do every day?
Yeah, definitely. It is I think I find that there are similarities sometimes. Like, obviously, it's really different from, you know, a theatre and a nature reserve, but my job in the theatre was all to do with working with people towards like a shared goal, and it was very practical, and you know, it was all like hands on deck and stuff. And so in some ways I do see similarities, but I mean, it's great. I mean, we're getting absolutely covered in mud. I think there's going to be photos attached to this, and you'll just see we're completely covered in mud, but it's still, I mean, I love it, and I hope when the corporate volunteers go home, I mean, they're absolutely covered in mud, but hopefully they've had a great day as well. And it's so nice being outdoors and surrounded by the birds, and, you know, it's lovely.
You've been listening to A Day in the Life of Hannah Phillips, Community Ranger for the Manx Wildlife Trust. If you have an interesting job that you think we should cover, or you know someone with one, then drop me an email at siobhanfletcher@manxradio.com. That's SIOBHAN Fletcher@manxradio.com, and I'll be sure to get back to you.